some up. I'm wondering who's not paying attention. As usual, I'll have Starlet here to elbow me tonight. Well, I have to read mine first, because I think all of you already know this, but it's an exciting thing for me to announce that my oldest granddaughter was baptized into Christ Sunday, and I'm thankful I was able to be there to support her, but I'm especially thankful that she made that decision, and I'm very proud of her for doing that, and I hope the rest of my grandkids follow in her footsteps. But that's a wonderful thing to be able to see. I'm also thankful for our church family here. I'm thankful for all the encouragement that you give me. Oftentimes we don't say it enough how much we appreciate one another. I think we do a pretty good job of saying that here, but we still don't say it enough how much we mean to each other, how much we appreciate each other, and how much your presence is an encouragement. You don't even have to even shake my hand or come up and give me a hug. Just seeing you here is an encouragement to me. And I really appreciate everything that you all do for me in my everyday walk of life. I'm also thankful for our Bible students that we have here and our teachers and our preachers. I say preachers because we've got more than one preacher here. And I appreciate all of them. I appreciate our elders and our deacons also. And one of the things that I'd like to see us do, I don't know that we've talked about this or not, is sometime in the future, you know, we're trying to save money, have a gospel meeting where the men of our congregation each take a time preaching. I think that would be a great blessing for everyone involved. As Brother John says, you never study like when you're studying to prepare, isn't that right? And so it's an encouragement and a blessing for us when we have the opportunity to be able to preach. Kind of motivates us a little bit. I'm also thankful for the influence that Brother Jerry's had on my life. He's been an incredible blessing to me. Nothing would have made me happier, Jerry, than to get up here and recite about those 100 verses or whatever you made me memorize years ago. But unfortunately, I probably got about 10 or 12 of them down, I need to start studying again. I used to take them with me everywhere I went. But we had a lot of Bible studies over the years, he and I, and he's just been a great encouragement to me, and I'm thankful that he's been here to help me. And, of course, I'm thankful for God's Word. I'm thankful for my healthy children and grandchildren and their faith. And over the years, I've met a lot of nurses, especially nurses that work in children's hospitals. Terry McMurray's mom, I think, works at a children's hospital, if I'm not mistaken, as an RN. I have no idea how they do it. I could not bear up to look at those sick children every day. And it makes me appreciate the healthy children we have here and the healthy children in my immediate family also. I appreciate that. To me, there's nothing sadder and more difficult than to see a sick child. And I'm also thankful that I'm blessed to be a citizen of the United States, just as I mentioned in our prayer this evening. There's no place I'd rather be in this world than in the United States. All right, let's move on here. I'm thankful for my family. The older I get, the more I treasure my family and the time we spend together. As older ones pass away and new babies are born, children getting married and adding daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, that circle just keeps going. That's exactly right. What a wonderful way of putting it. Shelley is thankful for her family and her friends, for Pokemon, for video games, for movies, for candy, for the Bible, for the crucifixion of Jesus. When I first read this, I thought it was a strange way of saying grandma, that it was man-ma's. Then I realized, no, she's on the same wavelength as me. She's thankful for M&Ms. And I am too. And she's thankful for baby Owen and she's thankful for the church. And I think this is the one we got duplicated on here. I'm thankful for Mama and Daddy and Max and Casey and Grandma Dugan and Grandma and Grandpa Welling and Kara and Anna and Willow and my new friend Josie and me. I think you can figure out who that is. And we got some hearts and stars there too. I'm thankful for my elderly mother's good health. And I guess I should add that to my list too. I'm thankful that Dad is still able to be with us. I'm thankful for children who are raising children to love and follow God. I'm thankful for God's great mercy. I need it every day. Amen to that. We all do. I'm thankful for the comfort of God's word during times of great discouragement. I'm thankful for a selfless, forgiving, strong, godly husband. Ben. I'm thankful for access to health care, especially dental care this year. Wow, that's the truth. There's nothing worse than dental pain. I'm thankful for the beauty of God's creation and the blessing of the ability to travel and see his wonders. I'm thankful for my Christian family. Each member is unique and special. I'm thankful for the examples of Christians whose light continues to shine despite great trials that they are enduring. And I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, without whom all of the above are meaningless. Praise God for his love and his Son. I have so many things to be thankful for. I could never list them all. It has been a very busy year for our family. I am so thankful that I can pray to our God for strength. He does see us all through our trials, many trials. I'm thankful for my sisters and brothers in Christ who pray a lot for me and many others. God hears our prayers. One of my biggest prayers is for guidance. I've been blessed with the grandchildren we prayed for. God has received many thank yous for all of them. But through all the trials in everyday life comes a special moment. And that's when your granddaughter obeys God's will. Now, this is my greatest blessing this year! We are so blessed to have God's love and mercy and forgiveness. I'm also thankful that God is in control with all the evil in this world. It warms my heart to see Christians that are able, doing so much for others in need. There is a lot of good being done in this world. I'm thankful God oversees all of it. I'm so thankful for my family. I've been blessed beyond words. And this is from Forrest. I'm thankful for the mercy, patience, grace, love, and forgiveness of God that I have in Christ Jesus. And I'm thankful for the family I have in Christ Jesus in this place. If a congregation has true brotherly love, then they can survive anything. The Hebrews were struggling and even contemplating denouncing their faith and losing all hope. Yet we see in Hebrews 6, 9 through 10, that the writer was confident that they should overcome their struggles and continue on to salvation because they possessed love for their brethren. So I thought, for Forrest's sake, since he can't be here, I'd read Hebrews 6, 9, and 10. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love that you showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. This congregation here possesses that same foundation of love, which is evident in the service to each other that has been continually on display and continually shown to me and my family. I'm thankful to be a part of a group like this. And I think we're blessed to have Forrest.
As was mentioned, probably we'll hear again tonight, of our greatest blessing is faithful love.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered crown makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear.
I've got blessings and a prayer, so let's go ahead and take care of the prayer first, if you don't mind. If you'll pray with me, please.
I think I forgot to mention Alice in my prayer. Will you mention her in my prayer?
I will mention Alice.
Thank you.
Our Holy Father in heaven, how great and glorious is your name. Father, what a great day we've got to come together tonight to share our thanksgivings with one with another. Father, what a great family we have here together, and it's such a blessing to know that we can come together to lean on each other when needed, Father, to pray one for another, to lift each other up in encouragement, to help each other grow in your word. Father, we're so thankful for this group of Christians that meets here, and we're thankful for everything that we do, and we're thankful for everybody that puts part into it, Father. Father, at this time we ask you to be with Sister Alice as she continues with her struggles. Be with all those mentioned here tonight that have some kind of ailment. Those that couldn't be with us tonight, Father, we're so thankful to have them as members of our family as well. And we lift their names up in prayer to you as we enter into this service of thanksgiving. Father, we're so thankful that we've got all of these thanksgivings to read and help us to gain encouragement from them as we head into the holiday season and as we head into a new year. Father, help us to always do those things which are right and help us to draw strength and courage one from another. Father, in everything we do, we want to give glory and honor to your name, and we hope that this service does so tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I've got several to read. Some of them are a little long, but looking forward to hearing what they have. I'm going to start with, I'm thankful for Max, Shaden, and Joe obeying the gospel and participating in worship services. And I'll say an amen to that, because what a blessing we have to have some of the young folks that we've got that are willing to participate in our services and just the encouragement that they can give to us. So what a blessing that is. So thankful for Owen Edward and his big brother Titus. I'm thankful for Gwen and her hugs. That probably should be on everybody's, right? Maddie Dugan and her bright smile. There it is. Shelley and her hugs. Willow and her singing. I'm thankful for AC and Ashley's baby. Thankful for Tim's singing services with special themes. They mean so much to me. I'm thankful for Will and Alice and the faith and the strength they show during their current trials. Thanks for the wonderful weather and this earth that he has given us. Thankful for the elders, the deacons, Jesus who died on the cross to save us from sin, family, Bible, and congregations. I'm thankful for all the blessings that God has blessed me and my family with, my church family, and the love and support we show for each other. Growing in knowledge through great Bible classes and sermons we've had this year. Having great children that continue to grow into strong, good young men. Having opportunities to be a good example to those around me. Time shared in our group meetings, potlucks, and other gatherings where we all spend more time together. Having the ability to support my family and thankful for the support they give me. And Jenny Dugan's chocolate chip cookies. Family, God, and candy. Can you guess who that's from? Willow. We already have this one. Mama, Daddy, Max, Casey, Grandma Dugan, Grandma, Grandpa Welling, Uncle Frank, my friends Willow, Kara, Anna, Ella, and Josie. But there was one other name on the back that I'm going to have on there. It says, Mr. Kevin. Thanks and praise 2017. This year has been a rough one, and I'm very thankful for every single brother and sister we have who all show support, encouragement, and love to my family. I am thankful for all the answered prayers, not just my desperate one, but those on my behalf as well, and a God that shows such great love for his children. I have the most patient husband and caregiver I have ever seen. His stubbornness and faithfulness knows no bounds. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may be reviled. And, of course, that comes from Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. It continues, contained in this verse is what I am most thankful for recently, not just throughout the year. Older women who follow not just God's word, but faithfully apply it, teaching without looking down, shaming or judging the younger women, and teaching artfully out of love. I always skimmed over this verse because it seemed so obvious until I spent a month with a widowed 85 and 89-year-old. You may not find this in your physical family, but find, and it's capital F-I-N-D, so it's an action word. Find these women you can connect with and learn the wisdom coming down from generation after generation. You'll know who they are because they've learned over and over again that you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, and that God comes before anything in this life or the next. I'm also very thankful of the forgiving, resilient hearts and souls of my children that teach me as I try to teach them. And that's from Sister Terry. I'm grateful for the ability to move, the gift of exercise. Sounds odd, but there are many that can't exercise and move like they would like to. I'm grateful for weight loss. I'm grateful that even though my company's contract is not being picked up, I have no fear. God has taken care of me and my family, and I have no doubt that he will continue to do so after this job is over. And I've saved my families for last. We've got one that says pizza, wings, Special Olympics, the Cardinals and the Blues, Alabama football, fantasy football, friends, and family. That was not my thoughts. I can probably agree with every one of them, but that was not my thoughts. Okay? Our family and their commitment to follow Christ, our church family here at East Alton, the elders and the deacons, all the kids here at East Alton, their smiling faces warm our hearts every Sunday morning while teaching them in Bible class. And then one Deborah didn't have on here that I've got is I'm thankful for secrets. So I've got one to tell. We're going to be grandparents.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived.
So we got a few more here for you. So the first one I have here, I like lists. I'm a list person. So mine's already been read. So it's very definite list-like, especially when it came to the cookies. But so this one, my Sunday school class, babies, singing, and all of our song leaders. And Gwen's hugs. So there we go. Another mention of the Gwen's hugs. Like I said, I think that's default on all these, I think. What I'm thankful for, and what I am thankful for, is to have a family that loves me, to be a part of a church family, to have the Bible to tell me God's word, to have enough money to buy food, to be able to come to church to learn God's word, to have a nice, warm house. Last couple days, oh yeah, nice, warm house. And then the last one here in big letters, I love it, to have a God that loves me. And I think that's pretty awesome to have that on here and to have those thoughts. That was great. Things I am thankful for this year: my sister and her good advice, prayers, and help. My church family, who are always there for me and a comfort. My girlfriend's good news, who no longer has to take a daily cancer pill and bone density injections every 6 months, and only one visit a year to her cancer doctor. And mostly, so many answered prayers. Here's one of my list ones. I like lists. So, family, home, food, salvation, candy, always on there, this time of year especially, sports, video games, friends, cookies and cake, and chocolate, fruit, got to get a fruit in there with all this candy, all right? So fruit, ice cream, coffee, soda, holidays, pets, and hunting. I love it. That's a good one. And I am thankful for a healthy, sweet daughter, a thoughtful, hardworking husband, a caring family and church family, teachers and preachers that have helped my family grow spiritually, the opportunities I have had to help others, jobs, cars, a home, food, more clothes than we need. No kidding. All things big and small that may go unnoticed on a normal day. And then God, who made everything possible. God has blessed me in more ways than I can count this past year. 2 growing and healthy boys, a patient and loving wife, a new home with a pool, ! All right? And a job that allows me to glorify God in the community. I would like to offer my sincerest gratitude to God for Jerry and Jerry Ann Parks. Since they came to us over 25 years ago, God has been glorified in their work here. Jerry baptized me right here in this building. He taught me the scriptures as a teenager, holding me always to a high standard of study. He taught me speaking skills so I could improve on my sermons, skills which I've been able to use every day in my classroom. Jerry Ann has always had a kind word and a smile on her face. She opened her home numerous times for the youth of this congregation and always made us feel like family. She sends cards of encouragement to us and is a prime example of a godly wife and mother. She sold us our first home where we built our family. I'm going to miss them terribly, and we'll likely schedule a few trips to Louisville just to see them. But I feel so immensely blessed to have had them here for so long with us, becoming an irreplaceable part of our family here at East Dalton. And that was from Jesse. And, you know, I wrote one, and I had stuff, but, you know, you can't help but, as you hear these things and your mind just starts working, boy, yeah, I could fill out like 5 more of these things easy, you know. And I know I've told this story about Jerry, but As you know, I like singing sometimes, but I didn't always connect songs with things. You know, when I was first starting to sing, I was just getting over nerves of just being up here. But it was Jerry that really got me going on connecting songs with sermons, and he always found a way then, whether I let him know I was doing that or not, to then, in turn, tie things. things in his sermon to my songs. So it was a really neat thing, and I learned that a long time ago, and I still try to do that today. Something that he taught me. So I've got hundreds of stories about Jerry, but that's one I can share, that where I am now, as a song leader at least, I really appreciate what he taught me as far as being able to connect things and making the whole service, one big thing. It's not just all separate things. It can all be one worship service, and I really appreciate that. He taught me a lot. And I could go around and hit everybody here, and we could be here for a lot longer, for sure. I could say something about Gwen's hugs, that's for sure. But you know what? I appreciate Gwen's amens. You know what? I do. You know what? Because I wish we did that more, honestly. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the people that have been in my group, because it's been weird not having a group meeting for a while. In our group, we have these little journals that we fill out. So it's just, things that might speak to you in a month's time, something that might have been an inspiration to you, or, even something as, a couple weeks ago there's this awesome sunset and it really made me appreciate God's majesty. Just something as simple as that, or something maybe you heard in Forrest's lesson, but Gwen, she just shared something with me here last week, because we haven't had a meeting in so long, and she's still writing in that journal, and that was great. Because it was a great point, and Kevin even said something about it tonight, so that's great. But I appreciate everybody that's been in my group, and the encouragement that's been, and that's why it was on my sheet, because that's been an encouragement to me, and it's helped get me over anxiety that I have, because groups and I have not always gotten along. And Jennifer is smiling big because she knows this. So this has been a part of helping me get outside of my little box of comfort, So I am thankful for that and for those opportunities. And I'm thankful for John and how he pushes me, whether he realizes it or not. I think he thinks I push him, but he pushes me with the example that he has. And I really appreciate that. And I will reiterate my thankfulness for Jenny's cookies, because those are awesome. I look so forward to those. And I'm thankful for all the young people that are here and the encouragement that you give me, because I remember when I was one of the young people. So some people think I am still that one of the young people, and that's great. But I'm thankful for everybody that's here, no matter the age, because you are all inspiring to me one way or another, each one of you, because when I talk to you, there's always something that I look forward to, something that you're giving me, and I miss it when you're not here, and I look forward to it when you're back, whether it's a smile or something that you're talking to me about. When Ben comes up to me and talks to me about guitars, that's awesome. I love it. And that's great. And I'm thankful for my mom and dad, because, look, they're having to go through a lot. My mom's in rough shape. My dad's standing up strong. He's not in much better shape, all right? don't let him fool you. But they take care of each other, and what a great example. And I'm hoping when I'm there, I can do that. I'm thankful for tonight. Because usually when I ask my mom, how you doing? Yeah, about the same. You know what she said tonight? I think I'm a little better tonight. And I said, well, that's awesome. That's better than being a little worse. And she said, well, you know what? You're right. So, it's little things like that. Don't let things like that escape you. Because it's little things like that that sometimes we let pass us by. And don't let it do that. And I'm so thankful for this kind of night that we have to be able to focus on the things that we're thankful for, and really think about our loved ones, our family, and the list can go on and on. But again, don't let this just be a one-time thing. Let this always be a part of your life, and always have the mindset of, you know what, I'm thankful. And maybe try to pick out every night when you pray something that you can be thankful for in your prayers, because I think that's important. All right, I'm not one to get choked up much, but, you know, stinky, I am a little bit. So I'm looking at Jennifer. She's making me get choked up. So, all right, so again, thank you so much, everybody that turned in these slips and have shared these thoughts. And I know, you know, I know that some that don't, they just say, you know, they have a hard time putting it down on paper. I get it for sure. So I know everybody's been mindful and are thankful for all the things that God has blessed us with. And as far as an invitation goes, I'm so thankful for Forrest and the lessons that he gives. And any time that we meet, when we did meet at the nursing home, or the few times we've met at Hillcrest, I always like how a lot of times Forrest can just take a psalm, and that's usually what he does, and then kind of turns that into a lesson. And I really like that, because the psalms are like little mini lessons all over the place. And I was looking through some of those, and I was looking at Psalm 107, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the first couple of verses is, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." And all through this chapter, you know, there's all sets of people that have either faced some calamities, or have gotten themselves into trouble, or just something's not going right. And it kind of spells those out. But then in the middle of each one of those, it gives statements similar to this. "Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man, for he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy." You know, what have we just done tonight? You know what? I appreciate Dale leading these songs tonight, and because they speak to things that we're thankful for, and I think us getting to share in that, you know, that's part of how we praise God, is to be able to share our admiration and thanksgiving to him, and understand who he is in our life, and where all blessings come from. So as an invitation, you know, I'm not the best at these, but I'll always say, you know what, it's something Dave always teases with an invitation, where he says, you know what, invitations are easy. He says, you just tell people, you know what you need to be doing, now you need to do it. All right, so I do offer that, you know, if you haven't been baptized into Christ, now is an opportunity that you do not want to pass up, that you know, if you know that you need to do that, don't let this time pass you by. But if you've let things slip away, and you like the prayers of the congregation, and you know, maybe you've realized, you know what, maybe I haven't taking advantage of all the things that God has blessed me with, and I've not recognized him as who he needs to be in my life, and you just need the prayers of the congregation to give you strength, or a hand to hold, a hug to have, whatever it is, now's the time. We can pray with you and give you that strength, or during the invitation song, just stand there and give a little prayer right there. It doesn't have to be so formal, but be mindful of your life and who you're living it for. And whatever your needs are, don't hesitate to let us know. Let's stand and sing.